Hi.
That sounds pretty good. That sounded like a winner. Sounded like a champ. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Res Hockey. This is episode 110. My name is Trevor. With me this week is the champion, Le Champion. I don't know how to say champion in Spanish. He's fresh off his 40 plus old timers championship here in Kenora. I don't live in Kenora, but Bush is with me, and we have a special guest for this week. We've been taking, I guess we've been taking requests for Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we decided to make grant a special someone a wish. So with us this week is all the way from Moosonee, Ontario. Your internet connection is unstable. Fuck does that
Yeah, a
mean?
little bit splotchy.
Am I
No Starlink
glitchy?
yet? No Starlink over there yet?
Yeah, we have Starlink. Am I glitchy, Bush?
You were for a while when you're doing the intro, but not right
Okay.
now.
Hopefully it's recorded. But yeah, this week we have a special guest with us, guest host, Mr. Caden Butterfly. What's going on, man?
Not too much. Thanks for having me, boys. I kind of teased this special guest for a little bit, so it's nice to finally get on here.
Yeah, it's good to have you on, and you're used to being on the show with being a former guest. But yeah, I like your hat. Where did you get your
Yeah,
hat from?
Yukon. I went I guess I had a coast to coast trip. The last this month has been a little crazy. I think I counted 16 flights this month. I went to Labrador first and played in a tournament over there with Pessimate, and then went out north, or I guess west, northwest to Yukon, and my first time seeing mountains over there. So I was just in full tourist mode over there.
The mountains, is it the same as like Alberta mountains, or is it
I haven't
totally
even seen
different?
Alberta Mountains, so that was
No.
my first time seeing mountains ever. So I was just
Well, you must have saw mountains in Thunder Bay.
that's
What?
those are glorified hills, I think.
That's what I think too. Like for those who are familiar with Thunder Bay, everyone knows Mount McKay, and that's more like a hill. It's not really a mountain, right? So
Yeah. It's pretty
I've
cool out there. I played with Selkirk, and I mean, what a squad. I've honestly never been treated that well. I didn't pay for a single meal the whole week and showed up with like a little gift of merch. I got a sweater and a hat, and I mean, they decked us out too on the ice. They gave us shells and CCM jerseys and all that. I mean, drill. I mean, I felt like I was playing junior again. It was nice.
Where are they from?
Jeez, I should know this. I want to say they had to drive up there, though. I don't even know. I don't even know, to be honest. I should have did my I don't
Should
know.
have
It's
did
been
your
a while
homework.
since I since it's been a while since I colored a map, so I have to go back to my grade 10 geography days there.
That's awesome. This week's guest for episode 110, he's from Wanapi, Quebec. He just finished playing for the Shoal Lake Flyers at the North American First Nation Tournament of Champions. Our guest for this week is Chetwynd Blacksmith. I always have a hard time saying his first name. It's kind of
Waiting,
tricky.
Chewy. We just call him Chewy.
Chewy?
Chewy.
We'll call him Chewy. I think there doesn't go, like Bush and I always mention this, there's not a time in the sh each of our shows that we get either a name wrong or a reserve wrong. I think our
Yeah.
streak's at 110.
He was actually in Labrador with me. So he's a gamer. I know he's pretty busy right now. We have a little saying that business is booming right now, so he's been all over the prov or the country, I guess. He's out in Ontario, Labrador, and I know he's all over Quebec too, so guy's busy.
I've known guys like that, like they'll work in a golf course for the summer, get their EI for the winter, and just play tournaments like all year and just travel all over, making
Yeah.
bank while getting your EI on top of that.
Sure, the guy's a gamer. He's playing a lot of hockey right now.
Shout outs. Do you guys have any shout outs for episode 110? I can't think of anything. Bush,
I'll
yeah.
shout out you guys. I know you guys dedicated an episode, a couple episodes back, to my old man there, so I really appreciate that. That's a class act for sure. I know he's a big fan of the show.
Oh yeah, it's like I can't see more than like anything bad about your old man. He was someone special and someone I always looked up to growing up living in Moosonee's factory, and like especially like when we used to have church picnics on Charles Island, and he used to play ba he used to have a baseball game between Moose Factory and Moosonee, and he'd play for Moosonee, and he just hit those bombs, man. Like, so always for sure it was special to dedicate to the least we could do, because he's always a game time superstar, man. He was him and his heart saucers.
Ray Sauce is his
Ray
nickname,
Sauce,
so
yeah.
yeah, appreciate that, guys.
How about you there, Bushy?
I have a shout out to Trev Iserhof
I
for not getting too mad at me for not posting about my victories.
know. Okay, I know Bush. I try to tell Bush just to help him out. Like, Bush, can you post this when you're there? Post when you're there, here and there. And Bush doesn't. He's having a hard time with the social media aspect of our Res Hockey podcast, and sometimes he gets on my nerves.
Just a humble dude.
Yeah, he's humbled.
Oh yeah.
Just another day in the office for this guy winning championships. So,
So I appreciate that for not dropping me. I appreciate it.
sometimes I just want to wring his neck and
Yeah.
shoot the puck at him or something. But yeah, I forgive you, Bush. You're still in my your good books, and you'll never be in my bad books.
All kidding aside, though, like shout out to the family of Ernest. You know, he did time is timeless for that laugh, and it's nice to see it still going on.
Did they have like a moment of silence for him, or?
Pretty sure they did. I wasn't there for the opening ceremonies, opening puck drop. I can only imagine they did, but it was weird not seeing him
At the arena.
promoted and at the arena and presenting the championship prizes.
Yeah, that must have been totally different. And
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this weekend while I was in Winnipeg. And yeah, it's always different when someone's not at a tournament. There was four big tournaments this past weekend. One was Tribal Days in Winnipeg. You got the Prix Freddie in Prince Albert. You got North American in Kenora. There was where else? There was one in BC. Where else was there? Should have did my homework. And there was one in Wendake
When
in
Docky.
Wendake. See, I
Yeah.
knew it. There we go. The streak's alive
Jeez,
in Quebec. So where is that
I
anyway?
might be messing that one up too. I think, isn't that near, I could be completely wrong, but I think it's near Three Rivers,
Okay.
somewhere around that area.
Wendake.
I could be butching that too. Honestly, I could be saying it like
Wendake.
an Ontario guy.
Wendake. Wendake? Wendake? I don't know. We apologize. There was a tournament there as well. And our friends, Elsipetuk Oilers won that one.
Oh,
And
nice.
yeah, and they had Roddy Ross in net from Saskatchewan. So that's pretty cool that Roddy went way over to Quebec to play with us. That was a pretty good pickup. Did you ever play against Roddy in any tournaments?
No, not yet. I haven't been able to witness that, but I know our goalie Brad went head to head with him that one year, and when he played for Eagle Lake.
Oh
And then
yeah.
they finished that out in a shootout, which, that still bugs Brad to this day that it went to a
Does
shootout.
it?
But yeah,
Express
he hates shootouts.
Especially having a championship game, like a national championship game,
Yeah.
and it goes down to a shootout.
Yeah, for
But
sure.
Bush and I have a friend who's a shootout specialist, and I don't know, Bush, poor Bush, just it torments Bush just the way this guy shoots, and right, Bush.
Yeah, it's a rather unique style.
It's.
Although I think he was filled with with your suggestions.
I think I messed up his head, like when I told him he had one way he was going to shoot, and I told him how to shoot, like what to do, because there was so much snow on the ice, and I told him, "Don't deke, just shoot, because if you deke with all that snow, you'll mess up." And it kind of messed with his head, and he totally did the opposite of what I said, and he didn't score.
He took about
So,
15 strides from the blue line to the goal to the hash marks, and then he shot.
well, I
Just
think,
fast.
yeah, poor guy. But yeah, Tribal Days was this weekend in Winnipeg. For that, Norway House Bruins won the Open. Who won the Nietzsche? I think it was the Nietzsche division. Damn it, I'm drawing a blank. Who won that division? Bush, you
Was
know
it
who won?
Norway in the Nietzsche division?
Norrie was in a Nietzsche division then. I'm Googling it. No, I'm you Facebook at Tribal Days. I'm just drawing a blank.
Hey, Chris.
Peguis won the play for your own reserve. Cross Lake Islanders came in second and OCN Winterhawks in third. Then Norrie House won the Nietzsche Peguis Mean Machine, second in Lane Stars in third place. So that was good. That's the tournament I played in this past weekend, and that was a really good tournament. What else?
How'd
True.
you do? I didn't see any in any championship photos there.
We shit the bed, man. With that tournament, you two losses and you're out, and
Right.
that's all
Double
we did
knockout,
was,
eh?
yeah, double knockout, and we only played two games. We had a good team. Like, we played the champs, Canoe Lake Young Guns or Old Guns. We were tied going into the third round and the third period. I mean, sorry. And they just turned it up and they beat us 10-5. But
Jeez,
our goalie wasn't that good. He was letting a lot of easy goals. And the thing is, well, we had another goalie as a backup, and his name was Chris Medicine, probably one of the best goalies to come out of this area. And for some reason, they didn't play him. They sat
really,
him on the
really,
bench.
jeez,
He's,
questionable,
yeah,
questionable.
so, like, why would you sit a guy like Chris Medicine on the bench and let a guy who's letting easy goals in? But it is what it is. But yeah, I only played two games, and good thing they still paid us money though, so I was happy with that. It's
Oh, you're
always
still
good
getting
when
paid,
you,
eh, Trev?
yeah, it's always good when you still get paid in old-timers. So it
Much
was
did you get
good.
paid, Bush?
Just 300.
A hundred a
Just,
goal, eh?
yeah. See how humble Bush is?
Bonuses. He's not even bragging
Bonus,
about his
yeah.
bonuses.
So yeah, it was a good tournament. It was a good turnout. A lot of people. It was at the, what is it? Sports for Kids or Hockey for Kids Arena. I think they always change their names, that arena. It was a lot of people. Unfortunately, there was a scary incident where a man showed a gun, that he had a gun outside the arena, and people got pepper sprayed in that area, and it was all because of a U9 protest. It's not messed up. It's U9
Crazy.
kids hockey, and you're upset about it. I mean, there must be a good reason why they had to protest, but it's the parents' fault for knowing if they're, I don't know what their situation was, but it's kind of stupid. To pull a gun, it was Saturday night around 9:30, and I left the rink already, but I was getting messages that people were just running in the dress rooms and running away from the front door entrance because someone had a gun,
Jeez.
and I saw people
That
post on Facebook.
reminds me of Attawapiskat a couple years back when we went up there. They had cops in the stands with like assault rifles around their shoulders, whatnot, and we kept playing and we ended up winning the tournament. But they were at every exit, and then guys were in the room thinking like, "What if the shooter did come? You know, like we were on the ice. Like, where are you gonna hide when you're on the ice?"
That's true though. Like,
Yeah, but they kept it going. Thankfully, I think we took a pretty good purse home that time.
I know one guy in our the old timers league that Bush and I played in. He went for it was the their game was about to start. It was at the rec, and the one guy went into the bathroom to go take a pregame dump, and the last guy in the dressing room locked the door on him, and he was so paranoid. He's like, "Yeah, I was just sitting there taking a dump and I tried to open the door later and I was locked out and I was so scared. Like, what if there was a fire and I would have been just locked in and while everyone else was running out of the arena." So
Jeez,
it was pretty funny. It was Marksy's dad, Bush, all
oh,
over.
jeez.
I'd probably be like the one of scariest moments, like incidents too. Like, you're locked in a hockey dressing room. Like, what if something happens? Like, what if there's a fire? That's why those
That's scary.
pregame dumps, you gotta time them perfectly and not take one when everyone's leaving the dressing room.
Probably turned into a couple pregame dumps, eh?
North American, Bush, talk about the North American this weekend.
North America was good. Everybody, the talk of the tournament was a rumor that Jordan Tootoo was going to be there because Reno Cameron posted a meme. Like he met Tootoo at some point during the weekend or whatever during the weekend at some kind of conference. So Arm in Arm posted him, and then he posted on Friday. He said rumor has it Tutu's playing for Rankin Inlet. So the rec center saw Sunday championship numbers on a Friday
On a
afternoon.
Friday.
It was funny. But everybody came to see Rankin play Eagle Lake, and everybody came to see Rankin beat Eagle Lake. It was a pretty phenomenal. They're pretty fast. And
They're
I was
fast
talking,
too.
yeah, they're fast as well. And I was talking to one of the guys from Eagle Lake the weekend before Dryden, and they said they're kind of they don't know how to play Rankin this time because they're used to hitting them instead of just skating in an open hockey.
Especially on
But
a
it
big
was,
rink like that.
yeah, it was good to see everybody was wowed at actually Tutu's cousin was playing, but it was really good. Like they're fast. Like Shoal Lake kept up with them for the first period. That was a good. And then the Rankin warmed down, and then Rankin had their way with Eagle Lake, probably 5-4-0. 4-0.
Or nothing.
That doesn't
Yeah.
happen too often.
No, but it was timing though, because Nate Briere wasn't there because he had to go coach for the junior team.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
No
and
Troy either, eh?
no
No Troy,
Troy. He's
no.
making bank in Winnipeg.
Yeah. Business is
So,
booming for Troy right now, that's for
yep.
sure. So yeah, two of the big guns for Eagle Lake not there to control the play and calm the boys down. They just rank and just had their way with them.
So, what happened with you this weekend?
Well, this show is about res hockey, and I just don't want to talk about. I want to say for the first time ever in 28, in actually the history of this tournament, I've been playing since probably 93, 94. I was on a team that won the A side in the 48 and over. This felt nice because I played with my cousin Tiny the first time. I bet you about 15 years, and it was nice to win one with him.
When it was the time was counting down, where you're just getting, where you're just shaking, just full of your nerves are just shot.
I was on the ice. We were almost killing a penalty. It felt like it, because they pulled their man, they pulled their goalie. So 6-on-5, and by then we were just on the last shift and just gassed. And it's like 3-2-1, and then I heard the buzzer. Just kind of put my arms up and just, all
Started
right,
crying.
yes, sir, crying. Took a knee.
Did you throw your gloves in the air?
No, I wasn't that.
You should
I was
have, man.
too tired.
So you're like the Ray Bourque of niche hockey, right? Did they lift you up
Yeah.
like Rudy, like Ray Bourque?
Bushy.
Well, just to bring you back down to earth there, Bush, I was born in 95, so you've been going at it for
All
since
right,
93, I think you said.
I'm gonna block this guy right now. I'm mute.
So you're a Sunday champion.
I'm a Sunday man, Sunday champ. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Congratulations. That's awesome. So are you gonna play next year or are you gonna retire a champ?
Well, think about
retiring a champ.
Might as well.
Go out
Go
on
bigger.
top.
Yeah, finish on top.
Leave on a high note like George Costanza.
Oh yeah, for sure. I was in a pool. I was in the pool. The last Hey, we said Rankin Inlet was going to win that tournament.
We did. We predicted it.
We predicted that. And we said they would beat Eagle
They beat
Lake in the
Eagle.
finals. Damn, we're
Jeez.
good, man. We should have put some
Crystal
money on
ball.
that. Yeah. We should do that next big tournament we go to. Just start taking bets and walk around like a
Like a
bookkeeper.
bookie.
A
Bookies.
bookie. Yeah, that's a bookkeeper. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And we'll give odds. 2-1, 3-1. You should, man. That's probably good money. The last tournament to mention was the pre-tourney for the Chief Thunderstick tournament in Prince Albert. The Round Lake Bears came on top. They defeated PBC and Stars. Along placements went to Beardy Senior Blackhawks and LaRange 89ers. So that round out the top four. It was They went Facebook Live on a lot of their games, and that's really good hockey out there in those Saskatchewan teams. I mean, I think right now for hotbeds, Manitoba and Saskatchewan are they're pretty much on top of everyone compared to like all the other provinces. What do you think Saskatchewan and Manitoba are so superior compared to the other provinces and reserves throughout Canada?
Jeez, I don't know, activity, I guess. It seems like there's a tournament going on every week over there.
I think they're born into it.
Yeah, because if you think about it, like you get the Norway House, like
Yeah.
Cross Lakes, they always have minor hockeys from like right when they're little, right? Do you have really good minor hockey programs? And though like the Northern Manitoba reserves all have junior B team. Well, most there's a junior B loop up there, so kids are always skating and always playing hockey. So that I say that's like big factor as well. Like you have to start them when they're young, right? And it's all those reserves have arenas. So, but yeah, there's something must be something in the water with Saskatchewan, Manitoba.
Sure.
So, I think a lot of other reserves like Ontario, Quebec. Well, Quebec has a good hockey minor hockey system too, right?
Yeah, they have like the Cree Nation Bears that I think like all the communities kind of come into one team and they travel and play in like I think it's double A over there, but it's a pretty good league, and I mean it gets kids used to that travel and all that that you see in junior, so starts them young.
But I know some guys from BC, they want to start almost like a discussion group where they want to see how they can make BC hockey better. Because I think there's a little bit, I don't want to say a concern, but just it's not at the same level as the prairie provinces. So I think a lot of I mean, a lot of reserves have to start from what's the first one? Timbits?
Yeah,
I
I
think so.
think well, you seven now.
Yeah, U7s, but I think it has to, everyone has to work together as a team, like parents, chief and council, and the community members, right? So to be successful, to have good teams. So it's should be interesting, but yeah. Those Manitoba and Saskatchewan teams are really kicking some
What?
bum butts, buttocks. How
For
do you say
sure.
bum? How do you say bum in Ojibwe bush?
Jeet.
Jeez.
Serious.
Is it?
Jeet.
Jeet?
Yeah.
Jeet?
Jeet. Oh.
Really?
Replace the P like a Jeep jerky. Jeep. Replace it with
Jeep?
a T.
Oh, I thought
Jeet.
you said Jeet.
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 Yeah.
Jeet. What's it in
Jeet.
Cree, Trev?
That's a good question.
I want to say,
Ooh.
is it Kajisk? I could be saying
I
something
have
else,
my
though. I'm kind of a little scared to say that.
I have my Moose Cree dictionary somewhere around here. I gotta look that up.
I was getting taught Cree when I was working at the hospital by like elders, so they could have been just throwing words at me to just repeat to embarrass me, really. So I think it's Gajisk, but I could be wrong there.
We'll take off soon to go to our interview with Chewy, but when we're on our little break there, I'll go get my dictionary and I'll go look it up.
Hope I'm right. I could be way off on that one, to be honest.
Okay, we're gonna head over to our interview with the Chew Blacksmith right now, so let's go.
Everyone, welcome to the episode 110. Trevor put me on the spot here to do the intro, but we got my buddy all the way from Swanepoel, Quebec here. We got Chewy Blacksmith. Thanks for coming on, Chew.
What's going on? And what's up, Cater? Surprised to see you
Yeah, my make a
here.
wish. They granted me my make a wish, so here I am.
We go.
How was golf today?
Golf was just as I expected, not good.
A lot of
But
slices.
my first day, a lot of snowmen's on my scorecard. But yeah, I didn't even bother with my overall scorecard. My overall score at the end, sorry.
This past weekend you were in Kenora playing for the Shoal Lake Flyers at the Tournament of the Champions. How was your weekend playing with Shoal Lake?
It was a good time there. The team gave me the great hospitality. All the boys were a bunch of beauties like always. And but other than that, I have nothing but good things to say there. The hotel is right across the street from the rink, so I couldn't expect anything closer or better hospitality, I should say.
Did they
Did
bring you
you?
to the chip truck fries?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to
No.
go there. Before my game, though, our coach Sheldon ended up going like twice, and I'm like, sorry. Just to rub in the face there.
They are that good. Yeah.
I heard they're elite. Yeah.
I work for Shoal Lake 40, where Sheldon's from, and I work at the band office, and today was like a special stat day. This is, I think, the highest they ever placed Daybush.
Yeah,
So
ever.
everyone was just excited at the band office. It was like everyone was
Really?
just excited and pumped that you guys just did so well this weekend.
I had no idea about that, but I wish we did better, to be honest with you.
Bush's second home during after 9 o'clock is Shooters. Did you make an appearance at Shoots this weekend?
Did not make an appearance at Shoots this weekend.
That's too bad. You would have saw
I was
Bush
gonna.
there.
Yeah, I was gonna, but like I was too gassed on my flight, and the night after, I was like too out of shape for my game. I'm like, nah, I don't deserve to go out.
How
They
many
must not
games?
sell Guinness at Shooters, eh, Chew? Yeah, I'm a big Guinness guy. I don't know if I'm allowed to show what I'm sipping on here.
Oh, you're fancy type, eh?
Yeah,
Bush
Guinness,
just
man.
Well, Bush is sitting there drinking Luckies. Best of the best. How did you get started in hockey?
Well, growing up, I had four older brothers, first of all, and they all played hockey, so hockey pretty much ran in the family. And originally, I didn't like it, but I began at the age of 7, I think. I started with the Val-d'Or tournament, played my first game there, and at the age. I think it was Novus or pre-Novus maybe, but I played one game there, scored one goal, and remember my aunt waved at me from the crowd, waved at her back, just fell in love from the game. Ever since my first game, and never looked back.
Take this next question because I
Okay.
spent some time with you in Sudbury. So, how was your move to Sudbury? How do you like that transition from the Res?
It was Sudbury, my transition was pretty good. My mom and one of my bros was there. Hockey in school kept me busy, so that helped. But definitely was some hard times, but it was definitely worth it in the end.
I think my
A lot of
cousin
Indians
played.
in Sudbury, eh?
I think my cousin played for that Sudbury team.
There was quite a few of us when I was there. There was a lot of Moose Factory lads, and I think the person that set the tone for Sudbury was Vern, and I wanted to go there too because of that guy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a Chum kid on your team when you played in Sudbury?
Yeah, Riley Chum.
Yeah, that's my cousin. Yeah.
And there was Dakota Rubin, Dakota Red Sky. Hopefully I'm not missing anyone. Duncan Stewart. He's from Espanola area, I believe. But there was quite a few of us, the NISH guys on the team, I guess you could say.
You spent a few seasons with the Canadian International Hockey Academy. How was your experience there?
Yeah, so after my time in Sudbury, so I was in grade 4 to grade 9. And then from grade 10 to grade 12, I was at Canadian International Hockey Academy. And my time there, I have nothing but good things to say there as well, because I was on the ice every day. And I think it really excelled my game too. I took my game to another level. And that's how like my game took off, I think, because of that school. Schooling was there. Teachers, if you had to struggle, if you're struggling in school, they'd help you out. And it's a student athlete program from the beginning. And CIH does well with that for sure.
Your last year at the academy, you finished the season with the Barrie Colts. How did that all come about?
So yeah, my grade 12 year, I had the opportunity to actually play Gloucester Rangers in the CCHL or go back to midget AAA. And I decided to go finish my high school diploma at CIH. And once I went back, Gloucester Rangers called me up for a few games. I did well there, and a couple of major junior teams noticed. And then I went to a Big Nickel tournament with CIH Academy, and that's where I caught eye of the assistant general manager of the Barrie Colts. And he invited me to a tryout like in the beginning of November. And I won for 3 skates, and that's where I met Dale Howardchuk. And the GM was Dave Drinkle, and I went there. They let me go after 3 skates, but after 2 weeks, 2 weeks later, they invited me to sign. So I was like, but that's where I met Dell. He told me, we'll keep an eye on you. We'll keep in touch. And then 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from Dell, and he just says, we want to sign you.
How was it playing for the late Dale Howardchuk?
Oh, it was pretty cool, to be honest. Like anything he said, anything he still did on the ice, we had our undivided attention for sure. he loved to jump in on our like our school games, we call it, and he still had games. Like so, when we had school, when I was in grade 12, I was in Barrie, and some guys would have school, so we wouldn't have that morning skate where the guys get to like shinny it, and. They do like morning skate practice, blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the evening practices on Monday and Tuesday, we would have a school game at the end, and Dale Howardchuk would run that. And he would bring just the guys, and like the guys would try to jump in, the guys that were in the morning, but Dale would be like, nope, just the school guys. Dale would run the show on those games. Still have the IQ, the hands. I don't know. He had it all still at the time. He just loved the game, that guy.
After Barrie, you played with the Olympics. Was there much difference between the O and the Q?
I think it was just, I was younger in the O, I would say, 17. Didn't really have much prior like gym experience, and I feel like people were much stronger. But going to my 18-year-old year, I went to the gym. Like, I had a full summer of training, and I felt that I personally thought I was just younger, the O, and it was more stronger and faster. But I don't know. I think both leagues are just as equal. Like, it's tough, skill wise, physicality wise. I remember every time I had tried heading my puck, I had like no time with the puck to do anything. I would just chip it out and do like the simple stuff as much as I could. But as I got older, I knew I felt like I had more time. So I just felt like the older you get, maybe I don't know, maybe less, I don't know what the word I'm trying to find here, but more comfortable you are, I guess, in the league. Yeah, that's the right word.
Of all the rinks that you played junior in, have it be in the O or the Q, what was your favorite rink to play in?
I heard London is pretty sick. Unfortunately, I never got to play there. But they played in our barn a bunch of times. But I think the sickest rink personally would be Quebec City Ramparts. Quebec Ramparts. And they had that new, brand new rink, like year one, maybe year two. And the first round of playoffs, we played against them in my 18-year-old year. And we played them two times in their barn. I was held bond for those two games. But I managed to like see the whole rink from the box upstairs, and it was just insane. Like that rink was like an NHL rink for a junior team.
Who's the best player you played in junior? We need some name drops here.
obviously, I played against McJesus for one game and Health Bomb for one game against him. So it was an away game. I was Health Bomb for that. And they had like a 7-5 game. They won 7-5. He had like 4 points. And then the following game, like maybe a month later, they won 2-0 in our barn. I wasn't supposed to play that game. Something went down, and then I got a last minute call. I was warming up regardless, but something went down, and I played. But I played minimal shifts, but I was on the ice with McDavid at one point. But that's the only time I ever played against him. And I played against like Marner, Max Domi. I don't know. But McDavid would be the only guy obviously that'd be the best I played against.
I went to Erie's main camp, and like his speed on the ice is just like out of this world. It's like indescribable.
Yeah. Oh my god! I think he got tripped right going towards our bench. He got up like instantly and still had the puck. That was stupid. I was looking at him like he was a god skinned by our bench already as a 17-year-old.
After junior, you went to Carleton University. How was the transition from junior hockey to youth sports?
Transition, I would say the players were just more mature. I was playing with more like men once I went to youth sports. And then rather than junior, you got like 16, 17-year-olds still who haven't matured. But I think that's the biggest difference is maturity. The skill is still there. The speed is all still there. It's just guys like the first liners all probably went pro, and all the fourth liners. It's all the second and third liners of CHLers, I would say, in youth sports almost. And then the top junior players. But it's definitely still high tempo. But only difference I would say is maturity.
What did you study when you went to school?
I took criminology and just over halfway done that degree. But it was during my fourth year or my third year was when COVID hit, and it was online schooling. So I had to do like Zoom, like what we're doing now. And I did not attend any classes, and I started failing, and I thought that I needed a break from schooling. So then I went to Sweden my fourth year. It would have been my fourth year at Carleton, but I wasn't eligible because of my third year I was failing. So I ended up going to Sweden when I was 24. So it would have been fourth year at Carleton. But if I want to go back, I could. It's always an option.
What city? I was just in Gothenburg over the holidays.
Oh, I was in Grums, a small little town right beside Karlstad.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Gothenburg, you said? Or
Gothenburg, yeah.
Gothenburg, yeah. I think I went there for a day. Just a little train ride there and back, but nice little spot.
The Indian came out in Bush when he went to Sweden last December. Of all the damn restaurants you could eat in Sweden, the guy went to KFC.
Guilty.
Did you receive any funding from your band to help offset the college life?
Oh, yeah. So, when we get approved for schooling in university or college, we get monthly allowance. On top of that, they pay for our schooling So, yeah, like that's actually there's no reason I see like no reason not to go to school for us Crees, but I don't know. But yeah, we do get a monthly allowance, and they pay for our schooling up.
I remember back in the day, like in the 90s, like the Cree board, education board used to give like big bucks, like for monthly allowances. Was it still like that for you guys? Because I know, like when I was with like Moose Cree, we only got like 975 a month to go to school. So it's not much. You can't live off
Yeah.
975.
Yeah, like I think mine was like close to 2 grand, but now it's
Yeah.
like close to like it's up there now. Yeah, like now I want to go
CSB. You guys are spoiled with CSB.
Yeah,
Now
no
I have to go
kidding.
back to school because of that. It's
Is
like it just keeps going up.
isn't can't you get some type of number if you have relatives like
Is
past
that my history
generations?
number? I'm pretty sure
Huh?
it's not my expertise.
Do you know
You could
Caden?
get a
Like,
beneficiary number, yeah. Like
yes, that's
I can
it.
I think my granny was an ESOR or something, so I can go and live in like I got an uncle in Wswanipi there. I can go and live with for 6 months and get that CSB money. But Moose Cree was only getting I think I was getting 1,200 a month and my rent was 13, so I had to get a part-time job when I was at Laurentian, so.
I remember my dad telling me that I could move up. I think it was Sesebi that I could move up there because we had relatives up Isaros up there, and that if we wanted to get that number, we'd have to live up there for like 6 months. Never did, but yeah.
Yeah, there's workers back home for if you work for up to 6 months, you can like even play with these tournaments, these Class A tournaments, Class B, Class C.
Yeah,
And if you're
that's a
not, even if you're
loophole,
not
eh?
native, yeah, there's a loophole there. Even if you're non-native,
Yeah,
yeah.
we used to get whacked by the Chiefs back in the day because they had like a goalie coach living in the community or something, and he was a stud. So that was a kind of a piss off now. But I mean, we got Dauber in that now, so that's a bit of a cheat code.
Dauber's an ass.
So, like, would that, if you guys wanted to take a team to the Freddy, like, could Chief and Council sign a letter stating that he's part of the community and he wouldn't be counted as an import? Or is that just like in Quebec?
Just to get back, yeah.
Just in
Yeah, just
Quebec.
come back. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if you
Maybe
guys
another
could find a
quarter.
loop, if you guys could find a
Yeah.
loophole for the Freddy for that one. Shit. You have so many guys just coming to live in
There's
Wswanipi.
a couple guys that are half, so like their mom's from one res and their dad's from one res, and they can kind of help like both teams, I guess, essentially.
There's also the baby mama rule in Quebec now, too. It's just like some KZ guys playing for Waskaganish because he's been living in community for X amount of months. So
That
the
is
baby
true.
mama rule is in effect over there, too.
Shit. Bush, there's still a chance for
It's
you, man, in Quebec.
I'm a East Side champion. I don't know,
Dreams do come true.
You mentioned you're in Sweden. You played a year there. How was it there? I'm curious because I was there too.
It was good. Just there was still kind of COVID restrictions there. Over here, there was like quite a like a lot of COVID restrictions in Canada. But I think it was a good time. I liked the hockey there. The rink was nice, like white ice. The guys I met was nice. Karlstad, we would go over coffee every day. I think my main thing was when I was in Sweden, I would go for black coffee like once a day at least. And that was my go-to. And but other than that, I don't know. I like the white ice though, for sure.
How
That
was
explains the Guinness, eh? There you go.
when I was there, their coffee was like three times as strong. Did you have
Yeah.
a yeah, okay. So it wasn't just me then.
No. I had to experiment here and there.
Yeah.
I was there for Christmas too, and they love their seafood for Christmas.
I'm not a
Yeah.
seafood guy. Caden, are you
Yeah.
a seafood? It's
No,
funny
I'll do
how like
sushi, but I'm I'm a
doing like
sushi guy
yam
too.
rolls. Like I'm doing
Exactly.
the phony sushi rolls. I'm not a seafood guy.
Must be a
Just
Cree thing because I'm not a seafood guy either. And like, well, someone asked me like, how come you don't like sushi or like shrimp? It's like, well, we never grew up with it. Like, it wasn't
yeah.
part of our meal plan growing up as kids, right? So you don't get shrimp in Moose Factory in Moose City. You suited up for the Watertown Wolves here. How was it playing in the Fed?
I think it was a cool experience. Playing organized hockey again, it was nice. Gave me the drive that I needed, I think, to want to play potentially a higher league next year. But yeah, other than that, meeting all those guys, meeting the coaches, the fans, nothing but good things to say there. Yeah, especially the boys on the team, they all made me feel like welcome right off the bat. And but yeah, nothing but good things to say one of my time there.
Was that guy, that goalie, Trafford Oilers, that's on YouTube? Was he there when you were there?
He's my stallmate actually the first 2 weeks before he got it was actually it gets more crazier than that, I guess. The Fed was kind of wild. He got like cut within 2 weeks for off ice issues or something. Off ice shit. He had issues with our starting goalie, and I don't know, blah blah blah. Long story short, he got traded.
I watch all his videos on YouTube, so it's
Yeah.
he's a pretty funny character, that kid.
Yeah, he's a nice little fella for sure.
I got a bit of a preview on your Snapchat of what a day in the life is, but
Oh,
let's
damn
let these guys know what a day in the life is as a pro player here.
it.
Not much actually. It's just a lot of relaxing. You wake up, head to the rink, practice. After practice, we have like a good hour workout at Planet Fitness. And then once you're done there, you're literally set in stone for the rest of the day. And this is like probably 1:30. So like our practices are at 9 a.m. No, we gotta be at the rink at 9. Practices are at 10. So like by 2 p.m., you're all free for ready to go for the rest of the day. You can go get some grub, and then just chill out the rest of the day, watch some hockey, have some brews, et cetera.
Pre-game meal.
No, not much, not really specific, but I would like pasta. Definitely it has to be like 3 hours or more. I can't be anything sooner, otherwise it's coming back out. But pasta would be my go-to. I would love a good sub for sure. And
What is the
no.
best? What is the best subs in the US? Isn't there like Subway and
We had
Jimmy John's?
J-Rex subs, and that was I thought that was pretty elite, better than Subway, I would say. And we thought it was Drek or something, but it was J-Rex. So yeah, we thought it was one word, but they really emphasized the J. But yeah, I think that's the go-to place for my sub for sure.
Are you superstitious? Like you dress a certain way with your hockey equipment or tape your stick a certain way? Are you one of those players?
I don't know if that's like superstitious, but yeah, I have a certain way of getting dressed, but it's not really, I don't have to do it like that way every time, you know. But no, I don't think I really have a superstition. What do you think, Cater?
No, he's just a little stitious, this guy. He
Yeah.
just shows up.
He just shows up.
Maybe a Guinness, eh? That's about it.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite part about playing in Raz tourneys?
Meeting new people, I guess. So you get to meet a lot of fellas from around Canada. Like Scholeck, those guys on the team are all beauties. And then I get to play with Pessamit at Moose Factory. Akwesasne, I helped them before too. Norrie House. So it's nice meeting people from all like all around across Canada and building connections, I guess I should say too.
I guess the envelope helps too, eh?
That doesn't, I think that definitely helps, I guess.
Okay, I got a question. Would you play for a team that's really good and they have a really good chance of winning? And if they win, they'll pay you a good amount, but
Here we go.
at first they won't pay a little, like they won't pay you too much, or would you pay play for a team that pays you lots at the beginning, but they really don't have a chance of winning the championship.
They don't have a chance.
Yeah.
I don't mind a little and a and championship. That's always nice.
Yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah. He's a gamer. He's a gamer.
What tourney's next for you?
This weekend, there's one in Lowe, so it's like 30 minutes from here. It's just a little tournament. I don't even know what kind of tournament it is, but it's like $800 prize pot, so it's not much at all. It's just I'll know more by the end of the weekend. But apparently there's one in Manitoba too that I might be going to, but we'll see about that.
That's the Brent Wilson?
Yeah, I'm messaging my buddy Wyatt Noski. I don't know if you guys know him. I'm keeping in contact with him right now. So we'll see.
He's a beauty. I went to hit the ice with him. He's a beauty.
Yeah, man. He was my roommate my first year at Carleton.
All right.
What about the Freddy next month? Who have you decided who you're going to suit up for yet?
Or can you say?
Oh, I can say. Norway House took care of me last year, so I thought I'd go back with them and run it back. We lost in the semis last year against Cross Lake, so hopefully we can do better than that this year.
How do you feel about that, Kate, about him playing for Norway House?
Beauties, man. It's just a bunch of beauties in that room, honestly. So wish him the best. Yeah, I mean,
deal with me and Cater.
Yeah, free agent right now. I got a couple options, so it'd be nice to go with a buddy, that's for sure.
Your agent
deals are always best.
Your agent has to step up his game, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
I am his agent.
My agent. I got a couple different agents here working on it, so I don't want to deal with those stressors. Pass it off to you guys.
What advice would you give young players who have that opportunity to move away like you did at a young age and want to pursue their hockey career playing AAA and move up the ladder?
You see me right now? I would just say keep grinding. Hockey has just given me so much, like ever since I was a kid. Just never give up. You will not regret like what the opportunities hockey will bring you and the people you will meet and all the experiences you will go through because of hockey.
Right on.
That's all I got, man.
Now, before we go, you have now reached this point where we have to ask you, you're obligated to answer as quick as you can, like fire rapid questions, all right?
Oh, fuck.
The five rapid niche questions that we ask all our guests.
All right, here we go.
Baked or fried bannock?
Pardon? I can't hear you.
Baked or fried bannock?
Fried. Sorry. Keep going.
Baked or fried bannock?
You said fried.
You said fried?
Yeah.
He said fried.
I don't know. Is that wrong?
No.
Okay, next.
Have you ever used a curtain?
A bed sheet for a curtain or a door?
Oh, yeah. Right in Watertown.
I forget.
Question number three. Ever see Ernest Moniz live in concert?
I don't believe I have.
Better put that on your bucket list.
Okay.
Question number four. Indian taco or Bannock burger?
I love an Indian taco.
Fifth and last question. Can you jig?
I can jig.
After a few of those cold beverages, eh?
Couple Guinnesses,
I can confirm he can jig.
Okay, guys, question about jigging. Quebec jigging and like Manitoba jigging are totally different, right? You guys ever see Manitoba jigging?
I want to know. What is it?
I'll send you a video. You never seen like
gotta be a direct private.
Yeah, it's totally different jigging, guys. Well, I'll send you some videos and you guys can confirm, and
Sure.
maybe we're in, when we're all in Saskatoon, we can just maybe put on a show or something, show those Western
Yeah.
Crees how to do it.
Chew, you got to send these guys the video of your you losing your checklets there.
Oh yeah.
You got to bump
I'll
those
send it
views a little
to
bit.
you guys.
Okay, sounds
That's
good.
quite the vid. You guys will love that one.
3 weeks ago. Oh.
Yeah, that happened in Labrador. Just
Yeah.
driving this guy to a dentist on Sunday in Labrador, just wishing to get that fixed.
How is Labrador? Like, what kind of, is it like a just a regular town or like
Jeez, I
in
think
the
we are in Goose Bay, so it's I
what
can compare
town?
it to like a Timmins, Ontario, I
Oh,
guess, just
Timmins?
in the middle
Man.
of like hills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy, but the res was like 30 minutes away, and I could compare that to cash, honestly.
Honestly, yeah, it did give me cash vibes.
Yeah, Chewy's been to cash with
Oh
the new
yeah,
Sactree team, so he went up
have
for the 30K. That was probably the easiest 30K you can win. It's 50K next year, so I'm gonna lock Chewy in for an import.
That's wild. Yeah, I can't wait for
50K
that.
in cash.
Yeah, it was canceled this year, so they bumped it to 50 next year. So
Jeez. Wasn't like old timers high up there too in cash?
yeah, they bumped up everything.
Wow, unreal.
Okay.
Let's go,
All
old
right.
timers.
I'll throw Bush's name out there.
Yeah.
He's the Ray
Thousand in a
Bork.
room.
Yeah,
Just
thousand
give
in
him
a
one of
room.
these.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us on the show. Thanks for taking
Anytime.
time and to come hang out with us. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you again, man. Go ahead, hurry.
Hi.
Welcome back from our interview. I'm just trying to figure out. I have a Cree dictionary with us, and we're trying to figure out how to say arse in Cree.
Probably a Cree word enough, arse.
Yeah, arse. I don't have my glasses with me, and so I can't see. I don't have my old man glasses. Kind of kicked me in the ass because I used to tease Bush about having his old man glasses, and
Yeah.
now I don't have mine and I can't see.
Karma.
Yeah, karma. So I have this, I think my mom gave this to me. Moose Creek came out with a dictionary, and there's like, do you have one of these, Caden?
Yeah, I think mine's still in the plastic, though.
There's like over 800 pages, man. 859 pages. That's a lot
Should
of
crack
words,
it.
man.
I gotta crack that open.
That's a lot. It's pretty thick too.
That's
Holy
thick, yeah.
jeez. It's pretty deadly. So maybe I should start learning. Oh, my mom sent a voice message. I wonder. But yeah, we'll figure that out. Hey Bush, we should have like a Cree word of the week or an Ojibwe word of the week.
I'd be down with that.
But it just has to be like all swears and all like insults and stuff.
Things you can use on the
Yeah.
ice,
So
yeah.
that's something maybe we should come up with. Like I'm sure like Saskatchewan Crees or like Alberta Crees and all the reserves in BC should have their own slang, right? And the Mi'kmaws out east should have all their own slangs and shit like that. We'll just do bad word of the week. Do you guys watch YouTube? Are you guys big YouTubers?
Yeah, YouTube golf, man. That's all I watch. I'm not
Yeah.
even like a reality series guy anymore. Just
No.
YouTube golf puts me right to sleep.
What about you, Bush?
Don't laugh, but I watch a lot of Seinfeld clips.
Oh, I love Seinfeld clips. That's
Yeah. No judgment.
yeah, no judgment, man. Those are the best. I could watch Seinfeld over and over and just it's still funny.
Gotta say that with your chest next time, Bush. Stay it proud, man.
Say it proud, yeah. this week's top five. This is my list for Res Hockey top five things that I watch on YouTube. My list is pretty kind of weird, but I don't know why I watch this shit on YouTube. It's kind of weird. My number five, it's I watch this guy. His name is Cincinnati Picker. He goes to yard sales and he wears a GoPro and he just, all he does is go to yard sales and or estate sales and he buys shit on from yard sales. And I don't know why I watched that. I think it was during the pandemic when I started watching that, because in the US everything was still open and Canada was pretty shut down. And I guess you could say I enjoy going to yard sales. So I was just missing yard sales and I started watching this guy on YouTube. So check him out. Cincinnati Picker's name is number four. I watch on you things I watch on YouTube is Kazimir Kasukuso. He's a goalie with the Laval Rockets. He's a pro goalie. He played like Nashville Predators and played for the Maple Leafs and their system, and played in Sweden a couple of years ago. He married a woman from Minnesota, so he lives in Minnesota during the off season. So he does, he's allowed to make like clips, game clips, practice clips, and his life away from the rink. So it's pretty cool. He's a pretty good goalie. Another one I watched, number three, is Trav for Oilers. You guys ever hear of this guy? He's from Winnipeg. This guy's, he's a minor league goalie, I guess you could say. And he's not
played
really
with Chewy in Watertown.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have saw Chewy in a couple of his beds. Yeah.
I don't know. He wants to be a pro goalie, but no one wants to keep him. Like, he played for like three teams in the Fed this year, and there's only six teams, so he played for half the league in 1 year. And the thing is, this guy keeps, like, he'll hire like goalie consultants, goalie coaches to help him like get better, but he's like 28 years old, man. Like, and he's still trying to live the dream. So he's a Winnipeg boy, so I watch him. Number two for things that I watch on YouTube is a guy named Froggy Flips. Just like, it's almost like Cincinnati Picker. He goes to toy like Comic Cons and stuff, and he goes to toy expos and he buys vintage toys like 80s and 90s and 70s. Cause toy collection's huge nowadays. I mean, I collect toys and but yeah, this guy like spends so much money. Like he'll go to a toy collection show and he'll spend like a couple G's easy, like on three toys. So, and my number one that I watch, things that I watch on YouTube, is a guy called Retro Rick. He's from Arkansas. He's the same as Froggy Flips. He goes and buying the old, like old toys and old Nintendo games and Sega Genesis and shit like that. I don't know. I think it's just a kid, the kid growing up in me. We growing up in Moosini Moose Fox, we never had toys growing up. And I think we had a Nintendo growing up. I remember that. And I remember when we were probably like really young, we had an Atari, but my mom's cousin, the late Willard Vincent, was all hammered and he pissed all over it and messed up and he ruined our Atari. So good old Rez stories that you remember as kids that just traumatize you. And that's probably like the only thing I can remember from my childhood. Growing up is just Willard pissing on an Atari and just ruining it.
I don't even know what an Atari is, to be honest there.
It's like
my first station was the PS1, I think I had.
Really?
The first one, shit. Yeah.
Did you have any game systems growing up, Bush?
Yeah, I had the Nintendo when first, and then I Super Nintendo. And then when I went to university, I bought myself the N64.
Oh, yes.
I used to play 2R2 and Mario Kart.
What's shit, that Mario
Kart? I don't know, I can't remember. But 2R2 was, and then Doom came out. So those are the best.
Wasn't Doom like a computer game?
It was, yeah.
It was on like PC.
Yeah, PC, and then the Nintendo had it for a while, for a long time. They had the rights to it. You can only get it on the Nintendo for a little bit, I think. But that's all I remember playing it on. It's really cool.
sound effects were neat.
Did N64 come out before the PlayStation?
Yeah, because it
I had
was
one of those too then. Sorry, I guess that would have been my first one.
N64, then it was the little GameCube.
That GameCube. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. With the little disc, and that's the same time when PlayStation came out. I'm not much of a gamer no more. I mean, I think I had like a Nintendo 64 growing up in Moosonee, but that was pretty much it. Like, my brother was a gamer growing up, but not so much me. Like, I tried to play next Xbox, but the only thing I would like playing is those NHL games where you're like the GM mode and you get to pick your team and stack your team and shit like that. That's the only one I liked. Trying to be like a GM and totally
no salary cap the way.
Yeah, no salary cap, just stack your team.
It's and
when you make
it.
Your when you make yourself up, you're like a 99.
Oh yeah, of course. Like 6'7" max speed. Just a giant. It's the way to do it.
But yeah, I'm not much of a gamer no more. It's I don't want to get my ass kicked from my little 7-year-old kid playing online who can't even speak English. I guess this is good news, I guess you can say, in a way, but Capitals defenseman Ethan Bear enters the NHL/NHLPA player assistant program. They don't go into like the online news sources weren't going in too much detail on why he was entering, but they just said he's taking time away from the team. So I guess you could say it's a good thing, right, guys? Because he's looking, he's asking for help, he's seeking help, and he's doing the right thing to be a better person. So I know he's getting blasted for on social media, like always. Keyboard warriors are saying a lot of negative things about him, and that he's, or why he's going to, a lot of people are saying alcohol is the reason and just calling him another drunk Indian, which is totally completely what's the word, BS, I guess, in a way. It's really racist and totally stereotyping hockey players. But what do you guys think about the Ethan Bear situation?
Definitely proud of the guy for going to get help. I mean, he's had some tough bounces for sure with social media and just the media in general. And you know, that's I couldn't imagine how I would even deal with that. So kudos to him for going to get help for sure.
Yeah, for asking for help, for asking. He probably talked to his wife a long time and then he realized, I need help. That was probably the first step, though, to open up to your wife and say, listen, something's going on with me. Like, what can I do? How can I approach this?
And like, he still gets a lot of backlash from that Edmonton series when Edmonton lost that one series. Like, they haven't lived that one down.
No.
It's really bad. Like, especially, I'm sure it still played a toll on him, like the way David and those guys treated him afterwards, right? It's almost like a domino's effect, right? Like one thing after another, and it all builds up, and then after that is just, you keep things inside of you and let it build up. So yeah, it's good for him for getting help. I mean, it's not easy to ask for help, especially when you're a pro hockey player and you're living under a microscope, and a lot of people judge you based on your play on the ice. So we wish Ethan all the best, and if you're going through something, don't be shy to ask for help. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of professional help that us as Indigenous people, it's out there for us, and I think we should take advantage of all the extra help that we have that's out there for us. So don't be shy.
For sure.
So
I've actually gone to get some help too since my old man passed for the first time in my life, and it's done wonders for me so far. And you know, it's obviously a tough situation I'm going through, but it's definitely helped just be able to talk. And you know, I mean, you can't have those conversations with like some family members sometimes. So when you're talking with almost like a stranger, you kind of can open up more than you usually would. So I definitely, encourage anybody to go and do that. I always kind of had that, I guess that stigma around it, or thinking that I was weak to, go and talk to somebody. But, I'm loving it so far. So kudos to Ethan Bear.
For sure, for sure. Exactly. You're not weak. It's, I think you're a strong person when you ask for help. I know it's that stereotype that we all grew up with, that when you ask for help or you want help, you're weak. And but we're not. We're resilient. We've been here. We've been through a lot from our parents and our grandparents, and we're still here. And so yeah, reach out for if you need help. There's a lot of help, I'm sure, through the Health Canada websites and through your band office, your health unit and whatnot. So and if you need someone to talk to you, like it's happened in the past where when we mentioned that we're available, if you need someone to talk to you or message one of us, and we'll gladly talk to you for 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, just to help you to get your mind in the right place and help you out. Because I'd rather talk to you for 15, 20 minutes or whatever than read if something bad happened to you, I guess you could say, right? So
Sure.
for sure.
Same goes to me too. My message box is always open and I'm always willing to talk to guys. And, I have talking to guys in my community and that, and I'm always open. So feel free.
Yeah, we'd rather you still be with us and be a part of our Res Hockey family for sure. Anyone who's listening and anyone who needs someone to talk to. Last Thursday before the busy Easter weekend, I went to the Winnipeg Jets and Las Vegas Golden Knights game.
Oh.
I was spared a moment. A friend of mine, he posted on Facebook, anyone want to go to the game? And I messaged like right away. I was like, we'll come. He had two tickets available. It was he messaged around 4:30. So it was we got ready. Paula and I got ready right away. We drove fast to Winnipeg and we got there around 6:30 to the MTS Center. So we just it was a really good game. And that was my first time seeing Zach Whitecloud play for the Vegas Golden Knights. It was cool to see him live. The way he plays, he keeps it really simple. He'll just make that outlet pass and just let the forwards do the rest of the work after passing that puck. But he's really solid. He's a big boy. He's like 6'3", and his shoulders are just square. So it was cool. It was my first time watching him play. Vegas won, and he actually got the winning. He was on that winning this part of that winning goal. He got an assist. He was a plus two that game, so he got a lot of penalty kill minutes, which was really cool to see. But those Jet fans were heckling me because I wore a Vegas Golden Knights hat, and but. I told Paula I should bring my Leafs jersey because when the Jets come with a thing where they post a bunch of video like on the Jumbotron, they'll show you if you're wearing a
Lost
wrong jersey.
soul
Yeah,
or
lost soul or something like
something like
that.
that. Yeah.
They were putting like guys with Montreal jerseys and stuff like that, but and they were booing people, booing them bad. So it's like, damn, I'm wearing my Leafs jersey next game, which would be funny. So, but yeah, if you guys ever have a chance and opportunity to go watch Zach Whitecloud play, it's really cool. He's a stud, that guy. Plays like Bush. Reminds me of Bush, just solid defense, stay-at-home defenseman. You said you
Vegas has
scored.
quite the D lineup too. I mean, their
Oh, they
D core
do.
is solid, eh?
That Noah Hanifin, holy jeez, he makes things look so easy. Like,
Yeah.
geez, just like Bush, just makes it look easy.
You
Okay,
think
you
they could go
mentioned,
back to back?
yeah,
No.
no,
No. No.
I don't know.
You
Stone's
mentioned,
gonna come back.
yeah,
Stone's gonna come back
Stone,
game one.
yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned you scored three goals this weekend, Bush. How did you score those goals? I want to know.
First one was a tip off their stick. I just shot up blindly. Those are actually my goals.
just shot blind. There wasn't one snipe or anything like that. It's just, coach always says, if when in doubt, put it on net.
That's it. Yeah. That's a classic veteran move right there, Bush.
Humble guy. I would have said bar down.
I would have said coast to coast, bar down, and I dangled the other defenseman.
You could have threw a Michigan in there too, Bush.
I did try to be a hero when they pulled the net.
Did you ice it? Goal,
I killed off one second off the clock when I shot the puck and iced it. Wog just skated by, just glared at me. I had to go for it.
We're sure you got to go for it, man.
Yeah.
You're in the championship game, man. You're playing for 20 G's.
It felt like 20 G's to me, damn it.
Right on. That's awesome. We're proud of you. Anything else before we skedaddle for the week? Nothing? You don't want to say hi to anyone, Bush? No one?
I'm going to the Flames game Thursday.
Wear your Oilers jersey.
I'm going to do that. Yeah.
Do it.
I am going to do it. Especially since the Oilers beat the Jets last week in overtime. I was there. Tuesday. OT. After they were up 3-1. Sue, I love her, but she jinxed it.
Oh, that's awful.
She looked at me like there's like 10 minutes left. She looks at me, the Oilers are going to win it. And I just look at her like, oh no. And the Jets pumped in two quick ones. And I was like, you know what? The 2-goal lead is just, it's a bad superstition.
It is. That 2-goal lead. Yeah, that's the worst lead in hockey. That's brutal. All right. Thanks for joining us for another week, guys. We really appreciate you hanging out with us for an hour. Thanks, Kaden, for coming by and hanging out with Bush and I. You know, Bush was really excited to have you on, and he can relate to you now because he's a champ just like you.
Right on, Bush. I got to clear something up, too. Bush said I was a CrossFitter that one episode. I do not do any CrossFit. You know, I work out for sport. I don't work out to be the best at working out. So, not a CrossFit guy. I had to clear that up.
Oh, man. That's too good, man. Let's leave on a good note like that. So.
Yeah, okay.
I know. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. And we will see you next week. Peace.
Peace.